From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Jimmy Valkin reports in the Wall Street Journal that Representative John Faso blames Democrats and the media for his election loss November 6th to Antonio Delgado. He said the media coverage of his campaign was, and I quote, grotesquely biased, end quote. That was an apparent reference to many people calling ads run on his behalf by national Republican groups racist, which one local radio station pulled for that reason. While Faso's blaming of the media may sound like he was in step with Donald Trump, the president criticized Faso days after endorsing him on Twitter. Faso was one of eight Republicans who lost that the president blamed for not embracing his message. Faso said Trump was, and I quote, a big factor in generating the Democratic turnout, so I don't know that being more supportive in a public way would have changed the outcome in any way. It probably would have made it worse, end quote. Read the full story in the Wall Street Journal. Richard Moody reports for Columbia Green Media that new Columbia County Coroner Bernadette Powis says her medical background will provide a different aspect to the role after she defeated Carmen Martino, a retired state trooper, November 6. Powis said, and I quote, I think investigations would be improved with a medical perspective. Law enforcement is already at the death scene. Having a medical professional will be having a different set of eyes. It adds to what will be shared with a private physician, end quote. Although doctors do the autopsies, she previously was a medical and psychiatric nurse practitioner for 35 years. Powis, a Democrat from Kinderhook, beat Martino, a Republican from Ghent, 12,883 to 11,584 in the special election. Martino had been temporarily appointed coroner August 9th by the Columbia County Board of Supervisors after Dr. Andrea Cricket Coleman resigned in July. Read the full story in HudsonValley360.com. Living Resources, a nonprofit group that works with artists with disabilities, is receiving a $100,000 grant from the Special Needs Program, Inc., which will allow the group to expand its arts program to include pop-up art studios and a gallery. Living Resources CEO Frederick W. Ehrlich said, and I quote, there is such a great need in the Columbia County region for service programs that we are honored to have been chosen as a recipient of a special needs program grant, which allows us to continue to serve the needs of developmental and brain-injured individuals residing in Columbia County. This gift will preserve the special needs program's legacy for serving individuals with developmental disabilities. It is a wonderful gift that will continue to give back to the community in the form of art for years to come, end quote. The Daily Freeman reports that gassing up the car for Thanksgiving travel this year might be a little cheaper than expected. Last week, the average retail price for gasoline in New York fell 3.9 cents per gallon to $2.90, according to GasBuddy.com. In Greene and Columbia counties, gas prices dropped a penny to $2.89 in Greene and $2.81 in Columbia County. National average prices was $2.67 per gallon, down 5.9 cents from the previous week. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. The local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information. Use the WGXC website. WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.